But I'm speaking to you.
I'll tell you then, since you insist on knowing. This horse you ride is a buttercup, fit only for children and old peasant farmers. Its color, I'm sure, is well known among plants, but very rare among horses.
There are people who would laugh at a horse who wouldn't dare laugh at its master.
I don't often laugh, boy, but nevertheless I keep the privilege of laughing when I please.
And I'll allow no man to laugh when it displeases
Indeed.
Me.
Indeed! Climb upon your pony, boy. And leave us to our merriment.
Turn around, Joker. I don't want to strike you in the back.
Strike me? Boy, you must be mad. It seems you need to be taught a lesson.
D'Artagnan appeared to be an even match for the swordsman, but the man's two companions crept up behind him and began beating him with sticks and shovels until D'Artagnan was face down in the street.
Put him back on his orange horse and send him on his way.
Not until I've killed you, you coward.
Oh, keep up the beating then, since he'll have it no other way. Perhaps when he's tired of it, he'll tell us when he's had enough.
When D'Artagnan regained his senses, he found himself inside the inn where the innkeeper's wife was tending to his injuries. Through the window, he saw a carriage stopped in the middle of the street. Inside was a woman. Young and beautiful, fair skin with long golden curls falling about her shoulders. Her eyes were languid blue, her lips red and full, her hands made